Hi everyone, this is Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst at Metrigy, alongside Matt Beloga, who is Research Analyst, and we want to welcome you to Episode 12 of Metrisite. Matt recently completed a buyer-side study on workflow management, and today he's here to share a few key takeaways with us. Hey Matt.
Hi Beth, thanks for having me on today.
Oh, glad to have you here. So Matt, why don't you tell us, do companies consider using workflow management tools in the first place? You know, why? Why do they consider using workflow management?
So what we saw in this research study that we conducted is that these companies who are adopting these tools, they're doing so primarily because they don't have the tools already in place to manage their projects and tasks, or they have a tool in place, but it just doesn't do everything that they need it to do. And so they want to find some sort of upgrade to get more money or more value out of their tool. And for the most part, the companies who are using these tools, they use them or plan to use them primarily for internal projects or task flow management, rather than any projects or tasks that they are sharing with customers or external business partners.
That's a good distinction to know. And as you're thinking about these tools, how do these tools fit in with other software that companies are using?
Yeah, that's a really great question. These tools work well on their own as another platform for people to go to and see where projects and tasks are in terms of how far along they are. But some people don't want to have to churn through 7-8 different windows to get to where they need. So these workflow management tools, a lot of them have a wide variety of integrations into other collaboration tools that companies are likely already using. In the study, we found that the main integrations that respondents were using with their workflow management tool were things such as team collaboration, like Slack or Microsoft Teams chat function, cloud storage like Microsoft OneDrive or Google Docs, so that you're able to link that right there in the task and someone can click instead of having to try and find through an entire internal data storage to find the files they're working with. And finally, the other big one were meeting apps like Teams and Zoom. So if you need to conduct a meeting, you're able to just put the link straight into that workflow task. And when the notification pops up, you just click on it.
You're
good.
I was just say that integration with applications is so important. Sort of that switching from app to app can really chew up an employee's time. Matt, say a company does adopt workflow management tool. What kind of impact would this have on their performance?
That's the big question, isn't it? Why bother adopting a tool if it's not going to do anything for you? In the study, we asked if users had measured any sort of change in their revenue figures, operational costs, the time usage, how much time they're spending on a task, or employee turnover rate after implementing a workflow management tool into their software suite. For the whole group overall, so we're working with averages for these areas, we found that there was about a 17.8% increase in revenue, a 26.5% decrease in operating costs, 18.4% decrease in time usage, and an almost 11% decrease in employee turnover. What you're really seeing is reducing the amount of resources necessary to get jobs done. And that's really the crux of workflow management is efficiency.
Yeah, sure. And you know, that employee turnover, given the great resignation and everything, that's really kind of a great statistic for companies to think about as they evaluate workflow management.
Yeah, anyways, absolutely.
On that note, Matt, let's wrap up. You know, any final thoughts to leave folks with?
I think the big takeaway is that if your organization's got a distributed workforce where not everyone's together in one place at all times, and you're able to have those in-person meetings, such as having field service technicians who will go out and perform some service or task at a site, or you have a work from home policy where people are working in a home office as opposed to a corporate office, these workflow management tools, their greatest utility is giving you an advantage into managing your employees and their workloads and seeing what sort of job they're doing, how long it's taking to complete a task. I think that having that visibility into the workday is really the first step in recognizing any issues or bottlenecks that your company might have, where you can improve, and what necessary next steps might have to be taken. Thank you again for having me on today, Beth. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Matt, for joining us. Listeners, thanks again for joining us, and be sure to check back for new episodes coming out regularly on Metrigy.com, our YouTube channel, or on your podcast platform. And if you don't already, please do follow us at Metrigy.com, at Metrigy on Twitter, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Till next time, take care, everybody. Thank you.